Maine's two House members, both Democrats, will have to weigh two articles of impeachment now being drafted by the House Judiciary Committee. One charges President Donald Trump with abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress. Second District Congressman Jared Golden says he has not decided how he'll vote and will first spend a lot of time reading the transcripts of testimony.
I'm going to be doing a lot of thinking and listening in the days ahead to try and decide what's in the best interest of the country.
Golden does say that what Trump did in seeking help from the Ukrainian government to investigate a political opponent was wrong.
I think I've been upfront and honest about my concern with the president's actions in regards to his discussion with Ukraine, his seeming interest in having investigations that would be damaging to political opponents here in the United States of America in the midst of a presidential election. All of those things concern me greatly.
First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she has already made up her mind.
I'm absolutely confident that I'm going to be voting yes on both of these, but I will look at them all. If there are any details that I have concerns about, I suppose I could change my mind.
And Pingree says it is clear to her that the president has been obstructing Congress in its investigation.
He didn't provide the witnesses, and we don't have the information from many of the people who should be speaking to Congress directly.
Pingree says she hopes the Senate will carefully consider the House impeachment articles, although she realizes it's unlikely that the GOP-controlled Senate will vote to remove Trump from office.